The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So when I was maybe 21 or 22, I lived on a small dairy farm. And during those 6 months, there was a period of time where the farmer and his wife went on vacation for a week and left me in charge of the farm and the cows. And it was in a fairly rural place, end of a long road. And during that week, I didn't leave, and I talked to no one. And one day in the distance, I saw a mail carrier walking up somehow in the distance, down the hill on the road. But that was the only person I saw. And it was the first time in my life where I had been alone for so long. And it was not intentional. It wasn't like I was planning to be alone. It was just like I was left to take care of the farm. And what happened during those 7 days is that as the days proceeded, I became... my senses became more acute. And I became more aware. I would see things, and things would glisten. I think I see some object, and it was kind of like it was glistening and bright and stood out in the highlight. And I thought it was kind of this cool. Like I'd walk around, kind of like amazed how beautiful things were. And I became acutely aware of my thoughts in a way that I'd never been aware of my thoughts before. And I guess it was the only conversation happening. And it wasn't like my thoughts were any significance. It wasn't like I was thinking deep thoughts or special thoughts. It was more like the miracle of thinking. It's like, and I felt this intimacy with the world around me. I felt this intimacy with myself. And it had a very impactful kind of way. It was impactful for me to have this. It felt very important. And it felt like a wonderful way of being in the world, this kind of intimacy and awareness and presence. And it was just, you know, in retrospect, it was like just being present was enough. Just being here was just like so rich. So then after those 7 days, the two farmers came back, and I was, they're friends of mine. It was nice to have them back, and we continued our life together. And but I noticed that intimacy and the acuteness of my senses and the acute kind of wonderful feeling of being connected to myself on the inside, it faded away. And I was involved in the conversations and concerns and social things, and things got busier and faster and just kind of receded. And when I saw that it receded, then I knew that I had a task, and the task was to learn how to be alone with others, because I didn't want to go be a hermit. That was clear. The idea that this wasn't supposed to lesson that I should go live alone someplace and you know, do that more. But I also felt like I had to honor what had happened to me. And so the task was, how can I be alone with others? So that's the wording I used for myself. And what that meant was, how do I pay attention to what my mind does and how I live my life, so I don't get pulled off, swept away into the social world, social concerns, wanting people to like me, concerned about how I look, all the kind of ways in which we get caught up in this social games and things to do and activities, and how can I not get caught in that, so that I could somehow stay in that kind of acute sensitivity, that wonderful sense of intimacy and presence that I had there. And in some ways, that having that question was behind part of the momentum that got me involved in Buddhist practice. One of the momentums, one of the kind of And it became one of the questions I carried with me for years, you know. Not to avoid the world, not to step away from the world, not to avoid it, but to be with it, but with a certain kind of presence, certain kind of peacefulness or ease, that that there was an intimacy or presence or connectedness inside and outside. And in the years that I did meditation practice, I learned a lot about that. Not only did I learn about it because I learned about what my mind does and what motivates me and the concerns I get caught up in, but equally important was by meditating regularly, I got a kind of a very strong first-hand experience or a visceral sense or feeling for what it was, what it's like to kind of be grounded here, to be centered here, to be present. It's, you know, in that, and it's a growing sense of being here with my, in an embodied way, and somehow, kind of a, there's a ballast or there's a stability, a stillness that somehow lives inside that grew over time. And that became kind of either sometimes just a memory, but a powerful memory that was, but more often, more and more, it became a presence, something that was available here. I'd lose in touch with it, but it became easier and easier to come back to it. And that sense of this inner steadiness or any stability or inner stillness was a place from which I could have this being alone with others. And it wasn't just, it wasn't being removed from others. Being alone with others didn't mean I was separate. It allowed for both an intimacy, because it has intimate quality, this quality of acute sensitivity or acute senses operating or just being here like it was in that farm those days. And to really kind of take in and feel and experience whatever's happening or the person you're with, be there for them, be with them. So to be alone with others. And so one of the ways that translates for people doing meditation practice is that if you find some benefit from meditation, you're a little calmer, you're a little bit more settled, you're less agitated, you're more peaceful, you're a little bit more happier, all kinds of benefits you might get. When you're meditating, you're kind of not involved in the world too actively. You're not caught up in the concerns and activities. You're not on the computer. You're kind of just here in a way. And so one of the tasks then, if you'd like, is to consider how can you take some of those benefits, the calm that you have, the subtleness you might have, and how can you continue that? How can you have that in your daily life? You can use that as a reference point for a possibility that is possible in ordinary life, but it's so easy to get pulled into the other world of things and activities and what we're doing. And but what would it take? What can you stay in touch with? Is there something that's available here that's growing and developing as you meditate? That benefit becomes more of a felt sense that you can tap into and be a support. And what kind of understanding, greater self-understanding you're getting about how you, what your mind does, what your concerns do that cause you to lose touch with that, cause you to sacrifice it and give it up. If you have some calm, have some peace, have some sense of well-being, why do you give it up? What do you give it up for when you get up from your meditation? And it doesn't have to be very dramatic, the benefit you get from meditation. It just means it can just be a teeny, 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 teeny bit. but because it's a little bit different than how you live your normal life, it gives you a reference point to ask that question. And it gives you a reference point to see the difference and see what you do. And over time, you'll learn more and more how to be in that beneficial place, that good place. And you'll see what you do to lose it. And you'll start making wiser choices about how to stay connected and grounded and present here, because it maybe it feels richer or more valuable or you know, just more wonderful to do this. And maybe, maybe your language, maybe it won't be your language to be alone with others. Maybe your language will be to be calm with others, or to be connected with yourself and others, to be at peace with others. So you might have your own way of saying it. And what was important for me in that kind of that, you know, being alone with others, was that it showed me that the practice is in the world also. It wasn't only about stepping away from the world. It had to be applied to the world that we're living as well. So for me, it's been so rich going back and forth and that interface and that oscillation, that rhythm of practicing in meditation, being alone, practicing in daily life. I hope that your meditation practice gives you a reference point and a vantage point from which to enter into your normal life, and that your normal life gives you material for your meditation practice. So thank you very much.